Today, as we stand on the very threshold of the Lenten season of this year, the Church puts before us from the sixth chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, Luke's counterpart to the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew, Jesus preaches the Sermon on the Mount. In Luke, he preaches the Sermon on the Plain. Luke's story is shorter. His account is significantly shorter than Matthew's, but the message is the same. And I would suggest it is the message that leads us into the Lenten season. For the moral teaching that is laid out in today's gospel reading is the teaching that calls for conversion of heart, conversion of mind, and conversion of spirit. And throughout the season of Lent, the Church, week by week, will put before us a specific reflection that, if you will, reflects part of this teaching of Jesus that is put before us today. So a week from today, we will hear the story of the temptation of Jesus in the desert. A temptation to rely on material things, a temptation to rely on power, a temptation the most seductive of all, the temptation to do the right thing for the wrong reason. The temptations that seek to seduce all believing people, the temptations that stand in the face of the primal commandment, the first commandment, you shall have no God but me. Then on the second week of Lent, the Church puts before us the story of the transfiguration of Jesus, in which we're reminded that it is only through suffering and the dying that the Lord comes to glory, and that our being united with the Lord is our being united with him in that mystery of dying to self and rising to him. On the third week of Lent, Jesus teaches the parable about the fig tree to remind us as to how patient God is with us, how much God gives us time that we might turn to God with a renewed spirit. In the fourth week, we're given the story of the prodigal son. We're given the story of a father who embraces that son and loves that son unconditionally. And we're given a story of a young man who cannot forgive himself, who fails to understand his value in the eyes of his father. We're also seeing an older son who cannot accept the fact that a father's love can be as broad and as deep, as wide and as strong as the love of the father in the story. Then on the fifth week, we have put before us from the eighth chapter of St. John's Gospel the story of the woman caught in adultery and Jesus' condemnation of those who would stand and condemn her. Jesus' condemnation of those who would cast aside and reject those who are on the margin, those who are without a voice. And finally, on the sixth Sunday, the Church will put before us the story of the Passion and the death of the Lord according to St. Luke, in which we are walked step by step through that mystery of God's love in Jesus Christ, that though he was without sin, he gave himself that we might live. Well, that's the process that the Church seeks to draw us through during the season of Lent. And what the church wants us to do is to open our minds and our hearts to be attentive to the Word of God and to allow that Word to have a transformative power in our lives. The psalm that we sang between the first two readings is the first of the psalms. And I would suggest to you it is the most important of all the 150 psalms. For in that psalm, there is expressed the fullness of what it is to be a believer. Blessed is the person who does not sit in the company of scoffers, but delights in the law of the Lord. The person who meditates on that word day and night. That person will be like a tree planted by running water. Its leaves will never fade. Whatever it does will prosper. The promise of God that in the Word there is life. Well, as you leave church today, I would invite you to take a copy of the parish bulletin. The schedule for religious service for the season of Lent is found there. I would ask that you seek to take some time to allow that Word of God to rest more deeply within you. Maybe take some time to read that sixth chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, the passage that makes up the Gospel of today. Or maybe to gather during the week for the celebration of the liturgy when it's convenient for you, either in the morning or at noontime or on Friday afternoon, and to listen to the Word, and then to celebrate the mystery of God's love among us. This season of Lent is like no other that has ever occurred, and no other that will ever occur. It is unique to this year, to this time, to your life and to my life. And there is a purpose to it. God has in store for each and every one of us an invitation to walk more deeply in the life of faith. May we embrace that. May we walk in that faith, and in so doing, come to the fullness of life.
For the poor, that the Lord may fulfill their expectations, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are hungry, that the Lord may give them the bread of eternal life, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who now weep, that the Lord may console them, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are hated, insulted, rejected, that the Lord may unite their sufferings to his own, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those who are sick, Mariah Tift, Deanna Donahue, David Bauer, Bob Miller, James Fliss, Jane Fisher, Autumn Cook, John Long, David Geis, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For women and men serving in the military, that they be safe and return soon to their families, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary. You may place your contribution to the Catholic Services Appeal in the basket at the regular collection time. We pray that our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all God's church.
Lord God, you give us your Son, Jesus Christ, as our food and our drink. May he give us the courage to place our trust and hope in him, that we may follow him and attain with him eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
All-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always, everywhere, to give you thanks through Jesus Christ. We join the angels and the saints. We praise your glory as we proclaim.
Thank you.
Lord, you are the Holy One and the source of all that is holy. We ask that you send your Spirit upon these gifts, that by the power of your Spirit we may receive from this altar the body and the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Before he was given to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and he gave you thanks. He broke the bread, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body. It will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. He again gave you thanks. He gave the cup to his disciples, and he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all that sin be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith. In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you this life-giving bread and this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence and serve you. And may all of us who share the gift of his body and his blood be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. We pray for your church throughout the world. Gather us in union with Benedict, with John, our bishop, with the entire people your Son has gained for you. Remember those who have gone before us marked by faith. Averill Wozlawick, Bernie and Al Smith, Mary Chapdelaine. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence, and have mercy on us, make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, the apostles, and all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. We praise you in union with them, and we give you glory through Jesus Christ. For it is through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
We pray now as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us from all that is evil. Grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin. Protect us from all anxiety. We wait in joyful hope for the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer to each other a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
O Lamb of God.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are we who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
Those who wish to receive communion, please come forward. You may be seated during communion time. The body of Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the body of Christ.
Blessed are they who body of Christ. Seek peace, they are the children of God.
Body of Christ.
Blessed are they who suffer in faith, the glory of God is theirs. Rejoice!
You're welcome to come to the social hall after Mass for coffee and refreshments. The proceeds from this coffee weekend go to the Empty Bowls Project of Crete and Durham Hall that I spoke about last week. In the back of church are the ministry schedules for the season of Lent and Easter. They're in the boxes by the back door, main door of the church. Please take your schedule if you are a lector or a Eucharistic minister, an altar server, one of the liturgical ministers. In the back room, there is an opportunity for people to sign up to either read the scriptures or to help with the distribution of communion during the weekday masses during the season of Lent. And if you're going to participate at the weekday masses, I would invite you to consider being a reader or being a Eucharistic minister, and to sign your name on the sheets that are in the back room. And lastly, when you think Girl Scouts, you think cookies. Well, there's an awful lot more to Girl Scouts than cookies. Bree, you want to come up front? A very important part of the program is that young girls learn skills, but also learn to see themselves as part of a large community, a community larger than their family, larger than their school, larger than their church, a community that reaches out and embraces many, many people. And part of the learning for these young girls is that they are part of that larger community, and they have a responsibility as a member of that community. That's terribly important. That's a terribly important lesson for young people to learn. Well, the Girl Scouts will be undertaking a food drive this week, and they would be seeking to collect canned foods, packaged foods, also personal care items, toiletries, and you're welcome to bring those to church with you next Sunday, and either Bree or one of her Girl Scout companions will be at the doors of the church and would be more than happy to accept that donation. It's one way in which they can actively participate in an outreach to the larger community. The proceeds of this food drive will go to supplement the food shelf at Neighborhood House, our local food shelf that serves the needs of people of our neighborhood. Thank you very much, Bree. Please stand. Lord God, the words spoken to us today by Jesus, your Son, are sometimes difficult to hear and hard to accept. Let your Son make us wise with your insight and your wisdom, so that our human failing may attract the richness of your grace, which you offer us through Jesus our Lord, who lives with you forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
All fear and hatred and sunstones become our faithful friends, just as our God intends within the reign of God. All you